Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The pace of things tend to slow down this time of the year in the garden. Although we may continue to plant, prepare beds, harvest winter vegetables, and enjoy cool season flowers, most gardeners find this a more relaxed time of the year. This is especially true for high-maintenance jobs like mowing lawns, shearing hedges, and watering. Long grasses and shrubs are dormant, and cooler, wetter weather reduces the need for extra irrigation. Taking a little time now can save time and money when you move into high gear next spring. Before you put away gardening equipment, consider a few winter preparations that can save delays and repairs next spring. An important job is to make sure that all gasoline is burned from any gas-powered equipment or add a stabilizer to it. If any piece of power equipment needs repairs or service, now's a good time to get that done so everything is in good shape and ready for work when you need it in the spring next year. Check the owner's manual that came with the equipment for specific recommendations. Disconnect, drain, and store inside any water hoses that you won't be needing to use this winter. This extends their life and protects them from freeze damage should we have unusually cold weather. Clean and sharpen tools before you put them away. Wipe the metal blades with an oily cloth, coating them with a thin layer of protective oil. That helps keep corrosion at bay. Coat wooden handles with protectants such as a sealer, tung oil, or varnish. Store liquid pesticides in a locked cabinet and in a location where they will not freeze. Some garden pesticides have a water base and may freeze if stored in an unheated shed during prolonged periods of cold. If the liquid freezes, the container may be damaged, allowing the material to leak out when temperatures warm. If you harvested any seeds from your garden to plant next year, or if you have some packages of seeds left over, place them in a plastic or glass container with a tight-fitting lid and store them in your refrigerator to keep them viable. Make sure that you label the seeds with the type and when they were harvested or purchased, and try to use seeds within about a year of harvesting or purchasing them. Don't forget to add nature's bounty of leaves provided this time of the year to your compost piles, or use them to mulch shrubs and flower beds. Shred the leaves by running over them with a mower with a bag attached, and they'll decompose even faster. This is still a good time to add cool season bedding plants to flower gardens to keep them attractive and colorful through the winter and into the spring. Nurseries are full of pansies, violas, dianthus, snapdragons, alyssum, and many other beautiful blooming plants for your flower gardens. And your vegetable gardens should stay productive during the winter as well. Root crops like carrots, radishes, and turnips can all be planted now, as well as greens such as Swiss chard, mustard, spinach, and turnip greens. We know it will get cold enough this winter at some point that tropical plants in our landscapes will need protection. Plan on it now by deciding what tender plants you will choose to protect and what plants will be left pretty much on their own. Make sure you have enough materials on hand to protect those plants growing in the ground that you will cover. Suitable materials include plastic, fabric sheets, blankets, tarps, and cardboard boxes, to name a few. Each plant needs to be protected by a covering if you want to keep it protected from the cold. It also helps to have stakes available to drive into the ground around the plants. This helps to support coverings over the plants. And you also need bricks to put on the ground around the plants to weight down the bottom of the coverings. Weeds will continue to grow through the cool season. Don't let these unwanted bullies take over your flower beds. Take care of them when you see them. Don't let them get out of hand. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.